Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our vision.
You were the one. B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan.
Now I'm...
We're going to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's taking us to Vegas, baby. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and our guy, our reliable guy, Barstool Nate, is in Las Vegas playing some cards, playing some poker. Hello, Nate Dogg. How do you do?
I'm doing terrible, guys. How are you?
So what happened, Nate? I mean, you told us you were ready, you had practice, you wanted the best, and now you, I don't know, man, you playing like the Nets.
Yeah, that's a great, great comparison. I don't know what's happening. It's been a bloodbath out here. It's gone not well. It's gone as unwell as possible. Nats have lost 9 in a row. I've lost 2, 4, 6 in a row. It's bad.
All right. Let's. We're all going to talk our way through this. So this is not the main event. You still got the main event to come. So you're eyes on the prize, right? You cashed in it last year. You have the talent and ability to do it again. Yeah. What are you playing right now, and why is it going so poorly?
So the main event is the big one, the $10,000 main event that everybody watches on TV and knows.
Real quick, Nate, so all our listeners know, Barstool Nate's out in Vegas playing in the series of run-up events to the World Series of Poker main event, but there's a bunch of other World Series of Poker events that you're playing in.
Yeah, so that's what I'm playing right now, and I got out here on, Friday of last week, and just playing the smaller events that lead up to the main event, and just nothing's really gone my way. It's kind of par for the course. Like, you need a bigger sample size, blah, 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 to, you know, accurately, you know, all that other nonsense. But, you know, you come out here, you hype yourself up, you feel good about it, and then you sit at the table and just nothing goes your way, and it's super depressing. But them's the breaks, as they say. It's kind of, you know, it's not out of the ordinary. It's not anything crazy. It just, you really want to come out here and make something happen and do something cool, and the opposite has happened for me.
How do we turn it around? When's the next event?
Today. So it's 8 a.m. right now, Vegas time. I think today's event starts at noon. It might start at 10 a.m. actually, but I think it starts at noon. And we're just going to fire again, and hopefully stuff goes well today. And if not, I will be on a plane back to New York City tomorrow.
You remember this guy used to play football, and he would have the trainer or the strength coach slap him in the face real hard before he went out for the press. You remember that guy, Jay?
Yeah. You think
get somebody to slap the hell out of you and get you woken up, man, because right now you're asleep, dude.
No, I think I'm playing good, though. That's the issue. You can play good, and you can play your game, and just, you know, it's poker. And
so in other words, you're not getting cards. That's the excuse.
No, it's the best players in the world, they'll cash in 15% of tournaments. So if you play 100 tournaments, you're only cashing 15 of them. I've played three. You know, I've played three tournaments. So it's not nothing like it, nothing out of the ordinary is happening. It's like we're fine. It's just it's unfortunate.
Nate Dogg, are you familiar with the term slump buster? Do you need to just
brother? Am I ever
like? I know you're staying at fancy hotels. Maybe like cruise down Fremont Street, one of the cheaper spots, and just meet somebody, have a couple drinks, and change your luck.
JP, I'm a gentleman, first of all. How dare you say that I should do that? But second of all, it's not the worst idea I've ever heard. I do think that I could change some habits and maybe luck will turn around. I don't know. I'm open to ideas and interpretation of those ideas. But that being said, these are the small ones. The eyes are on the prize in July. I believe July 5th, possibly July 6th. I'm not positive which day it is that I'll play the main event. And I think that's when things will turn around.
I think you need today to go to like the Golden Horseshoe or something. Find like a 65-year-old lady with a margarita and a Virginia Slim in her lips. And just see how the afternoon goes.
Well, Nate, someone asked you, are you planning the Seniors No Limit or the High Roller PLO?
No, today is the 1500. I'm not a senior like you, and I don't play that much PLO. So I will be in 1500 today.
I don't know what that means, but I think it's – do they legitimately have a seniors division in poker?
Yeah, they have seniors. They have super seniors also for the really old guys.
That's the chicks you need to go cruise. Go hang out at the super seniors table and change your luck.
Yeah, I'll let you know how they go. Hey, some of them are kind of hot. Don't hate on them, JP.
Now we're talking. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. If you want to check out Nate's work, it's at Barstool Nate. Dude, let's talk about you have been trying to get Portnoy to play you heads up in poker forever. You guys now have a match set up, right?
Tentatively. So 9 years ago, he challenged me. I think like 9 years ago.
And he's been running that long?
Yeah, I made a final table 9 years ago, and he said that if I can make a final table, anybody can, which honestly isn't the worst take I've ever heard. But he then challenged me to play heads up, and he's been kind of pushing it off for the last 9 years. We tentatively have there's actually a meeting about it today. We have a date possibly scheduled for this summer, but it all depends on tech issues and travel and scheduling and all of that. So I would say there's a 20% chance we actually play this summer.
What is his hesitation? He just doesn't want to. I don't think it's money. That dude's got all the money.
I don't know, man. He doesn't like getting involved in situations where he's the underdog, and I think he knows that he's the underdog in this. That being said, it's heads up. Anybody can win. And
this is your boss?
This is Dave Portnoy.
So in other words, you're going to just go whip him, or you're going to think about that as you play him?
I would love to win. He said 20K each. So
do you have 20 grand lying around to play to throw in a poker match?
Do I have $20,000 to my name? Yes, JP, I do.
That wasn't my question.
I guess so. I don't know. Like it's a very good spot to put $20,000 if you feel like you're a heavy favorite in the match. It's not the smartest financial advice that I would ever give someone, but I'm willing to do it for the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
All right, let's talk a little Nats baseball. Have you been watching at all? Are you aware they've lost 9 in a row?
Oh, I'm very aware.
Apparently he's been
Davey's
on the cards.
Throwing the whole team under the bus. It's terrible. Times in D.C.
People are mad, dude. People, like, we open the phones. We got a lady named Anna that calls in.
Anna's
mm-hmm. very upset. She just cursed on the radio.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Landfill got to it before it went over there.
Landfill's quick with the button, if you know what I mean. But people are mad, and a lot of people want Davey gone. I am not necessarily in that camp because I don't know how it makes them better unless Davey's actually lost the guys, in which case maybe a change helps. Where do you land on all this?
I mean, getting swept by the Mets and then getting swept by the Marlins and then losing to the Rockies while throwing your entire team under the bus. The it doesn't look great. It's if this was, you know, the Yankees or Red Sox or whatever, and the manager has lost 9 in a row to bad teams in division and then blame the entire roster, I think that manager is fired. So I understand Anna's frustration and her cursing on the radio about Davey. I get it. This team is young. This team is hungry. This team is full of young talent. I don't like calling for people's jobs because we don't know what's happening inside the locker room itself, the conversations there, and how the general feelings are. But if he's losing the team, you have to get rid of him before he loses these young guys who are 21, 22, 23 years old, who are the core and foundation of the future. If they're not vibing, if there is internal strife, I'm not saying you have to bend the knee to like these rookies, but I'm saying if the people in position that are supposed to make these guys better aren't doing their job properly and they are blaming the rookies instead of helping them, that's a huge issue. And I trust ownership and management, maybe against my better judgment.
Do
but
you
I
trust,
do.
Ownership, trust ownership? Really?
Yeah, I trust management, maybe not ownership. I don't.
We all
think
trust Riz.
Ownership. Yeah, I don't think there is ownership at this point, but it's a tricky, dicey situation. Hopefully, it's taken care of in house properly. But I understand frustration. You don't want to lose 9 in a row. You don't want to get swept back-to-back series, and you don't want to lose at home to the Rockies coming out of, you know, that whole situation where Davey is blaming everybody besides himself. So I will say it doesn't look good. And, you know, game today against the Rockies could, you know, if we get blown out or something like that, heads have to roll. You can't lose 10 in a row with two of them being to Colorado. You just can't.
Quick question. Does any blame fall on the players in your mind?
I mean, you see this across all sports every year, every season. People have to take blame and responsibility, both sides. You know, the coaching has to prepare the players. The players have to live up to expectations and perform on the field. The coaches can't make, you know, a player swing at the pitch and hit the ball. You know, it's that simple. Like, the players have to execute their jobs. The coaching has to execute their jobs. What you can't have is both sides just butting heads, blaming each other, and have all this fallout and have the players not want to play for the coaching and the coaching not want to make the players better. You can't have that. That's fairly obvious. So whatever the issue is, if it's not solved by 6:45 Eastern time today, something has to change.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's not – you're right, dude. If this was Boston or the Mets or whatever, it'd be – it'd be crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be leading SportsCenter.
Right. Instead, they're just talking about Dak Prescott's legacy.
He has none.
There is no legacy. Yeah.
Hell.
I did want to ask you quickly about the puck. Panthers have a chance to close it all out tonight in Florida. You think they're going back to Edmonton, or you think it's done?
I'll say this. I'll never forgive the Bruins for trading Marchand to the Panthers. Marchand on the Panthers is like a match made in heaven. He fits perfectly there. He plays their style of hockey. Everybody feeds off him. He's 37 years old, playing his best playoff hockey maybe of his life, just putting the whole team on his back. It's so awesome to watch, but it just makes me so angry because I ended up really wanting Edmonton to win this cup for McDavid.
Me too.
And then McDavid, he's just not playing selfish enough hockey. I compare it to Giannis skill-wise. Like, what McDavid is the hockey, I feel like Giannis is like the NBA comparison. But McDavid's playing unselfishly. He's always looking for the extra pass. He's not putting Edmonton on his back. And I know it's silly to question the best player we'll probably ever see outside of Gretzky play hockey or Ovi play hockey, but McDavid is not using that killer instinct that he should be using. Panthers at times this series, despite losing two games, have looked completely unbeatable, have looked just absolutely incredible, and they're at home tonight. I would love to see McDavid just go you know, what do the kids say, JP? Sicko mode, killer mode, whatever they say. I would love to see McDavid just find another gear, a new level of playoff intensity, and just will Edmonton to victory. But I think Florida closes it out at home tonight. I think Edmonton's goaltending this entire playoffs, never mind this series, has been shaky at best. And Florida, they just have all the confidence. They have the full head of steam. They've just looked so good. It would take a lot for Edmonton to beat Florida at home tonight. So maybe I'll take the coward's way out by just picking Florida in six tonight, but I'm gonna.
I don't even think it's the coward's way. I think both these series, the Thunder look inevitable and the Panthers look inevitable. I'd love to be proven wrong and get some dope game sevens. I don't know that that's going to happen.
I will say if Halliburton's healthy, the Pacers have proven never to count them out. Like, they just make miracles happen out of nowhere. But I agree. If Halley is not at 100%, it's Oklahoma City easy.
Mm-hmm. Last thing, Nate Dogg, and I want to spin this into a bigger conversation for us here on the program.
Of course.
Sam Fortier is a good reporter over at the Washington Post, covers the Commanders. And yep. I'm just seeing this now. Maybe he dropped it yesterday or something. But Fortier has a story asking how much luck was a factor in last year's Commander's success. And luck's hard to quantify, but there's a fella by the name of Tom Bliss, who is a sports data guy that tries to he tries to quantify luck. And he says Washington by far got the most good bounces, got the most luck of any team last season. A significantly higher luck, good luck ratio for the Commanders, if you will, than any other team in the NFL.
Okay.
When you think back to last year, how much would you say the Commanders got lucky?
I think we've kind of talked about this before. And the Commanders, you know, the Hail Mary against the Bears, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe we had the most, like, you know, whatever, last
They went 9-4 in one score games.
Yeah. So, is that luck or is that preparation, right? Is that luck or is that putting yourself in position to win the game when it matters? Is that luck or is that executing at the end of the games, which we saw Jaden do so much of? Like, I don't know if you can – I understand his job is to quantify it and all of that. I don't know if you can because so much goes into that. Getting the ball back and executing and converting all the fourth downs and putting yourself in position to win the game – isn't luck, it's execution. Now, did bounces go our way, this and that? Sure, whatever. But also, did Jaden throw the most accurate ball of all time all season? Of course he did. Did players step up when they needed to execute, to win the games when they needed to? Yes, I don't think that's luck. I think the coaching, we talked about this all last season, coaching put this team in position to win games that previous coaching staffs weren't able to do. I don't think that's luck. I think that is great coaching, great preparation, and players executing their jobs. Is it luck at your job when you do a good segment? Well, maybe for you guys, but for most radio shows, no. That's just being good at your jobs and just being good entertainers. I feel that's
Hang up
what
on him, JP.
The Commanders team did last year.
He talks too much sometimes.
They were good at their jobs. They executed. They did the correct things at the correct times. I don't know how that can be called luck.
How about this? A couple good bounces never hurt nobody. Let's hope you get some on the tables. All right, buddy, good luck out there.
Great, great way of wrapping that up, JP. That's why you're a professional.
It's not luck. This ain't a hobby, dog. Appreciate you, Nate, dog.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, good luck out there.
Thank you. See ya.
That's our boy, Barstool Nate, calling in from Vegas. I want to dive deeper into this luck conversation. I want to look at the actual numbers that this dude Tom Bliss is a data scientist for the league has put together. And I want to point out two things that I see and know out there that I think make a big impact on why the Commanders are so good late in games. We'll do that next right here on B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Dude, I got new systems too. The Rood systems are incredible. They're so quiet. You don't get any of those noisy interruptions when it cuts on or off or clangs around. It's really, truly just peace of mind. They do it because Rood has the variable speed compressor, which ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It balances comfort and performance perfectly. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Right, 7 the Fan. Really interesting article from Sam 48 today. Trying to look at luck. Luck is incredibly hard to define. It's hard to put your finger on. Sometimes things go well, sometimes they don't. And is that some predetermined outcome that at the universe's whim? Maybe. Maybe there's factors to it beyond what we can imagine in the moment. B, you played in the NFL for over a decade. That's incredibly hard to do. You didn't really sustain injuries. That's incredibly hard to do. Did you consider yourself lucky along the way?
Not necessarily lucky. I say if you put in the work, it doesn't guarantee that nothing's going to happen. Nothing's not going to happen or whatever. But if you don't put in any work, you're damn sure not going to have any luck. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as I look at last year, if things had happened like one here, one there, they were doing this stuff weekly. And it comes back to preparation, I believe. So anytime something happens and, you know, at a certain moment, people are going to go, oh, that was good luck. But let's go beyond that. Let's go before that. Do they put the work in? Are they taking care of business? You have people that in some practices I've been around where they're just BSing all day, not putting in the work. They don't get any luck. You know, it's amazing to me that that season they had last year, we saw them repeat stuff. And people kept saying, you know, you get to a point where when things become like just second nature to you, you can do it over and over again. But it seems like everybody is trying to just not give them any credit for last year. As if they just showed up on the scene and didn't work and just everything good happened for them. They put that work in. You were at practice. I was at practice. We watch it, you know. And their leader in Jaden, hell, that dude put in more work than anybody out there.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We could call anything luck. Right. Everything could be called luck. But it ain't all about just the luck.
So we bring this up because some data was released from a data scientist that works for the league that compiled a list of information. And the Commanders on this luck matrix, for lack of a better word, luck is determined or attempted to be determined by four factors. Dropped interceptions, so if a corner has a clear interception and they drop it. A dropped pass, if a receiver has a clear catch and they drop it. Missed field goals and fumble recoveries. Of those things, drop picks, drop passes, missed field goals,
mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to like only weigh that in as luck because there's like there's such a massive human involvement in that you wonder if it's preparation, whatever it might be. Fumble recoveries, that's an oblong-shaped piece of leather. That thing bounces wherever it wants. Like, I can hear it on fumble recoveries.
But the whole thing about it is still, like, when does effort come in? Like, I'm watching the game last night. Oklahoma City and Indiana.
Indiana.
At one point, Indiana was getting every loose ball. Was it luck or was it more hustle? Then all of a sudden, down the stretch, Oklahoma City got every damn ball because they worked a little harder. They played better. Down the stretch, they didn't make mistakes. Is that luck or is that effort?
Well, I think about, to me, if you're going to have a conversation about luck for the Commanders, the Hail Mary is at the top of the list, right?
Yeah.
And that Hail Mary, like, does that require an incredible bounce for Noah Brown to make that catch?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
But you know what else happened on that play? The Bears DBs jawing with fans on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah.
Like, is that dude prepared?
No, he wasn't.
Is that a team in that moment that is locked in for that play?
He wasn't.
So if you want to be super discount, you could discount the Hail Mary as a lucky play. Yes. But one team was clearly locked in for it, and one team clearly was not. Like, how does that tip the scales? And so in Fortier's story, there are some moments. I mean, I think of the comeback win against the Eagles when, granted, it was Kenny Pickett in there, but I think it was Devontae Smith dropped what would have been a first down.
Mm-hmm.
I think of that moment, right? I think of the two mentions Fortier puts in his story are against the Saints when Washington got bullied in the second half of that game. They held on for dear life and they mm-hmm. got a win, right? And Juwan Johnson, the big tight end, had a chance to catch a 2-point conversion and dropped it.
Mm-hmm. But is that luck or is that just lack of concentration on his part?
So Dan Quinn was asked about this. I assume Sammy asked him. And DQ said, when you're competing hard, I don't know if that's luck or if that's Noah I hanging on you. It's not like you're giving catches away. Like there is defense involved.
Or just a bump here or there, or something throwing your timing off. See, sports is not about just luck. It's about what do you do to hinder a person? If you and I were to go out and you run a route, you run it perfectly. Quarterback throws the ball where it's supposed to be. I happen to grab your jersey just a little and tug you. Ref don't see it. You just missed the ball by that much. Was that luck? Or was it me throwing off your timing? And a ref missing a call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I don't think football is that simple where we can just say good luck or bad luck.
So let's think about the Giants game, week 2. there was a massive factor that unfolded in that game in week two. Washington was 0-1. They needed a win.
They kicked 7 field goals?
There was a massive factor for the New York Giants in that game that affected the outcome. But you also wonder if the New York Giants could have done something about that before it kicked off. I'll explain what I mean when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you bet on, when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an apple taco, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/Brian to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Really interesting concept of luck in life, in football, with the ladies, whatever it is, right? What constitutes luck and what constitutes making your own way, forcing your own breaks? In the Washington Post today, Sam Fortier has an article. The Commanders, like according to the data, they were the luckiest team in football last year by a wide margin. Their total luck margin was plus 185.5%. Next closest team was the Chargers at plus 126. So that's a big delta. The data here is compiled by dropped interceptions, dropped passes against your defense.
That's the only way they count luck, though?
Missed field goals and fumble recovery.
Let me ask you this question. When Jalen Hurts got hurt and he came back quickly, was that not luck? That he didn't get hurt more seriously? When your team go through a season and you lack a lot of injuries. Is that considered luck? You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't just pick out what you think is luck. It's luck all over that crap. When you don't have injuries, that's lucky. Because football, guess what? It's a game where injuries will happen to everybody 100% of the time, eventually.
So one thing I wanted to point out, week two against the Giants, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Giants kicker got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Giants had to keep going for it on fourth downs, had to go for it on fourth and four near the end zone, didn't get it. They couldn't kick field goals because their kicker got hurt. You mm-hmm. and I were also told they were worried about the kicker coming in.
Yes.
They had an extra kicker on their practice squad. They did not elevate that kicker Saturday night.
So we consider that luck for Washington because the Giants were relatively stupid.
I don't know that we can determine what it is.
I'm talking about the person that's doing this. You know, so he considered that luck. But what if they had made every one of their two-point conversions?
Now, Malik Nabers dropped a ball on a fourth down. That was huge.
Somebody hanging on him?
Malik Nabers, though, in that game made 10 catches. Some of them were outrageous.
Yes.
Are some of those lucky, or is just the drop lucky for Washington? I think there's a few things that I wanted to point out. And I pointed this out last year. Whenever this conversation comes up, I point this out. I think Washington last summer, specifically, I want to credit Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, whoever it was that had this idea. There's a fellow by the name of Dave Gardy
mm-hmm.
that worked at the NFL league office up in New York for over 20 years.
Yep.
For the league, he was senior vice president of football operations. So his job with the league was actual how games operate, right?
Yep.
Washington got him to leave the league office to take a to my understanding, maybe other teams have this, but I know Washington had never had this. He was, you've heard people talk about, oh, they need somebody to tell the coaches when to use their timeouts, when to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Like, they hired a dude to do that.
Yep.
That's what Dave Gardy's role was. From the official website, it says, Gardy will handle a number of in-game management duties and will support the coaching staff and front office on compliance with league protocols, officiating trends, and health and safety guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
During the game, they have a dude whose job is to be like, when you use your timeouts, going into or out of a two-minute warning,
mm-hmm.
when you go for it on fourth down. You know how good they were on fourth down last year? That wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
You have a coach that's aggressive. You have an incredible quarterback who's poised and can use his legs. And they are diving into the numbers of this stuff in advance, all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
Gardy worked for the league for 20 years. He was a quarterback at Brown. So you've got an Ivy League smart dude that played quarterback and worked for the NFL for 20 years.
Yep.
That's his job is to help you in close games finish them out. That's not an accident. That's not luck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you doink a field goal in the wild card round, okay, you know, it bounced in instead of bouncing out. Maybe that's luck. But everything that led to that moment to win your first playoff game in 20 years on the road was preparation.
Yeah. But, like, the thing of it is, you may have luck in certain moments. Eventually, what work you put in is going to be paying off, right? And for them to be in their third playoff game in the year, that luck had passed by already. It was now who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they ran into a buzzsaw at the end, point blank. So were the Eagles lucky that they had all those turnovers? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, let's stop trying. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like I've read more stories and heard more stories about why they shouldn't get any credit than I've heard about, damn, they really put in work.
I like this. This is a tweet I got from David Bovee. He said, there's a difference between luck and clutch. And I would say clutch is another thing that's really hard to define. But I do think
luck rarely happens. Clutch consistently happens.
Well, I think Guardy's role is important to point out. I think the way they practice. B, we were out there for minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
This is June minicamp last week. The level of intensity in the two-minute drills at the end of practices with referees there, that wasn't luck. That was June.
I'm going to take you back a little
bit. That was June.
Let me do a little backpedal here. Remember, I came down. I usually not go to the training camp down in Richmond.
Yeah.
And then one day I rolled in, and I told you I came because I kept hearing all the people writing these stories about how physical they were practicing, how tough the practices were. And then when I got there, what did I say? Like, this is what they call physical? I saw more physicality and intensity in that two-minute thing we talked about from the other day, and I saw in some of the full padded practices when they were down in Richmond under other staffs. You know what I'm saying? So just that, working like you're about to play a football game and not just going through the motions, makes you better and make you have a better chance of winning. Is that luck?
And then there's one, I mean, the way they practice end game situations, they practice 2 minute. I think if you look, maybe somebody can run these numbers, but they were so good at the end of first halves stealing points.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got 58 seconds. Let's get three here. They were so good at getting the field goals, touchdowns late in first halves. That's not luck. That is coached.
Game
that
plan.
Is taught. That is planned for.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference when you get to the end of the game. Oh, we got that extra three just before halftime.
Yeah, I can take you back, Jay. Remember I used to always get mad when Jay was here that they always came out the game, started off the game slow,
mm-hmm.
and they started the second half slow. Remember that?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on at halftime if when you come out of halftime, you are looking worse than you did going into it? This team doesn't do that. It's what you put into your practice. There are a lot of people that go out to practice and they just really believe that just going through those simple motions is practice. When you practice for specific things, like you said, they game plan certain situations. When you do it at a high level, when you have to do it, it's not a problem anymore. It's just second nature. You don't have to build up something to get there because that's what they already gone through. So I don't think I'm going to lean more towards preparation than I am towards luck.
There's one other factor we haven't discussed. His name is Jaden Daniels. I want to get specifically into this dropped interception metric. We're going to open the phone lines up. You'll hear from Commanders special teams coach Larry Izzo at 12:30. Did the Commanders get lucky? Or do they just practice for this? 800-636-1067.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.